Okay, ready? 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 Guys, ready? Okay, at this time I'd like to call to order the regular meeting of Tuesday, November 7th. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and land acknowledgement.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen.
On behalf of the South Tucson residents, we honor the tribal nations who have served as caretakers of this land from time immemorial and respectfully acknowledge the ancestral homeland of the Tohono Nation and the multi-millennial presence of the Pascua Yaqui tribe within South Tucson. Consistent with the City of South Tucson's commitment to diversity and inclusion, we strive towards building an equal partnership relationship with Arizona tribal nations.
The mission statement of the City of South Tucson is to build up this community through mutual cooperation between you and our public servants are us and you, our citizens, so that jointly we can build a safer and stronger city. Amen.
Thank you. Okay, the next item is roll call, please.
Vice Mayor Lopez?
Here.
Acting Mayor Rogers?
Here.
Councilor Romero?
Here.
Mayor Diaz?
Here.
Councilor Flagg?
Here.
Councilor Aguirre?
Here.
Councilor Valenzuela?
Here.
So we do have a quorum, thank you.
It's a great time.
Okay, so the next item is the approval of minutes, if I could get a motion for each one. So the first one is the motion for a regular meeting of October 17th. May I have a motion?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes for October 17th, the regular meeting.
Second.
Okay, roll call.
Vice Mayor Lopez?
Yep.
Acting Mayor Rogers?
Aye.
Councilor Romero?
Aye.
Mayor Diaz?
Aye.
Councilor Flagg?
Yes.
Councilor
Aguirre?
Aye.
Councilor Valenzuela?
Aye.
The next one is the motion for a special meeting, October 25th.
Mr. Mayor, we make the same motion for October 25th for the special meeting that we had. I have the minutes approved.
Thank you.
Second.
There's motion and second. Roll call.
Vice Mayor Lopez?
Yes.
Acting Mayor Rogers?
Aye.
Councilor Romero?
Aye.
Mayor Diaz?
Aye.
Councilor Flagg?
Aye.
Councilor Aguirre?
Yes.
Councilor Valenzuela?
Yes.
And again, it's a, I need a motion for a special meeting for the October 30th special meeting.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion that we approve the minutes for October 30th, 2023.
Second.
Moved in second, roll call.
Vice Mayor Lopez?
Yes.
Acting Mayor Rogers?
Aye.
Councilor Romero?
Aye.
Mayor Diaz?
Aye.
Councilor Fly?
Aye.
Councilor Edith?
Aye.
Councilor Rodriguez?
Aye.
Okay. So next order is a call to the public. Would anybody in the public would like to address the council at this time? Please do so. Ms. Aguirre?
Good evening, Mr. Mayor. We have two cards filled out here for us. The first one we have is Mr. Alan Benz, resident. Address he's provided is South Tucson Housing Authority. And the topic is transit. Mr. Benz.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening.
I come before you again, this time to update you on the transit stakeholder group for the City of Tucson that was authorized by Tucson Mayor and Council in May of this year regarding future directions for SunTran and regional transit in the Tucson metro area and also all of Pima County. Today and tonight, items are the summary from the last stakeholder meeting, which was in October of last year, October 23. Try to make this as brief as possible. There were three recommendations that came out of that particular meeting. There's going to be a final meeting next Monday, where hopefully everything gets hashed out and gets ready to be shipped off to Tucson Mayor and Council for their advice and consent or not. Anyway, the three short-term, or the three recommendations were out of the last meeting. Recommendation on securing funding for fare-free transit through the remainder of fiscal year 24 for the short term, for the midterm. Recommendation for secure funding for fare-free transit indefinitely.
Right on.
And three, long-term recommendation for sustainable transit funding source and also reorganization of transit governance and jurisdiction in Pima County. Sorry about that, people. One of the things that is most on the member's mind and probably also on Mayor and Council is the change or the possible change from the City of Tucson owning and operating the bus system to a new Metropolitan Transit, Public Transit Authority, which would not be the RTA, which would be an elected body And the MPTA is, that sort of organization is authorized by Arizona Revised Statutes. It can be formed solely by the mayor and council through a city ordinance, and then allowing other agencies to join by agreement if they so desire. ARS mandates a voter-elected board of directors with full authority for policy, funding, and operational decisions for all aspects of transit, and MBTA governance feature.
That means 3 minutes.
Time is up.
Is that it?
Time has been up, yes.
Oh, okay. So that's it. Anyway, the summary is right here, and I am giving it to the manager, and she can copy it and distribute it as need be.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next speaker we have is Sheriff David Hathaway, not a resident, from Nogales, Arizona. Greetings from Santa Cruz County.
Wow. Sheriff.
Hello, it's great to see you guys. I'm the elected sheriff from Santa Cruz County, which is the county just south of here. And I'd like to start out a little bit speaking Spanish, porque escuché hace un rato que la señora Romero le gustaría si hablamos en español. Entonces es un privilegio para mí conocerles en persona. Estoy siempre escuchando la grabación de las reuniones por audio. Entonces, lo que quiero decir es que somos amigos y estamos en la lucha contra la imagen negativa de la frontera, de los migrantes. Una lucha compartida. Voy a ahorita empezar en inglés. We are compatriots fighting together in the battle against the negative image of the border and the migrant community. And aside from being sheriff, that's the biggest thing I do. Work as an ambassador for the border communities and explain to people, it's not like you hear in the national media, it's peaceful, I live right along the border. I walk along the border every evening, and it's a peaceful community, crime rates are very low. So I just wanted to come up and say hi in person. I feel like I know you guys because I do listen to the meetings, the audio recordings of the meeting. And that's really all I have. Mayor, I do have one of our challenge points for you. It's the sheriff's badge from Santa Cruz County.
It's pretty good, bro. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Final speaker for tonight is Dennis Jordan, not a resident, addressed Miracle on 31st Street. I guess that's the topic. Mr. Jordan, you may approach.
What is it?
Miracle on 31st Street.
I'm waiting for some more people to come. They're on their way.
can we push that to the end?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is there not here yet? Yeah.
I can give my report, Mayor, and then if they're here, I'll pass my report. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, thank you. So the next item is Mayor and Council reports of current events. The first we'll take the proclamation for Valdez Frembias Family Day. Vice Mayor, would you please?
Mayor, if I may, just to give a little bit of information regarding the proclamation, I'd like to do that here moving forward so the council knows how the request came about to Mayor Diaz. This particular proclamation came through my office as well as the mayor's via email from City of Tucson Councilor Mr. Richard Fimbres. So the family known as the Aurelia and her husband, Manuel Carlos Fimbres, they are a founding family here in Tucson who has deep roots, 9 generations, that includes Barrio Libre in the city of South Tucson as well as Meyer Street in the city of Tucson. So they will be celebrating their family reunion coming up on November 24th, and they asked both entities if they could have a proclamation in their honor. So City of Tucson is issuing a proclamation, and they requested City of South Tucson as well.
Thank you.
Proclamation for the City of South Tucson, November 24th, 2023, Fimbres Family Day. Whereas the Samuel Fimbres, born in 1895, and Aurelia Valdez, born in 1899, were both first-generation U.S. citizens. They were married in May 20th, 1921, in Tucson, Arizona, raised eight children, Ernesto, Gilberto, Manuel, Carlos, Rodolfo, Maria del Carmen, Federico, Gloria, in Tucson, Arizona. And whereas the Valdez family, Fimbres family, continues currently enjoying nine generations, many living across the country, and most of them reside in Tucson, Arizona. And whereas the History American Building Survey of the U.S. Interior Department conducted two studies in 1980 in which registers with the Library of Congress as a Fimbres House, number one at 509-513 South Meyer, and Fimbres House number two, 521-525 South Meyer. The summary states that the Fimbres name has been associated with the section of South Meyer Avenue since 1881. And when the city directory listed the Santos Fimbres, the builder of the house, Feliciano Fimbres Sr., probably related to Santos, lived there with his family until the late 1930s. Fimbres and the laborer and a wagon driver lived across the street at 506 South Myers until he built his dwelling, the Fimbres House number one, which is in 1905. Feliciano and Julia Fimbres had seven children, two of them Meyer Avenue, El Barrio Historio y Barrio Libre, and whereas Julia Fimbres, the daughter, married Jesus Sanchez and lived next door to 521-525 South Myers Avenue, also constructed by Feliciano Fimbres Sr. in 1926. Jesus and Julio Sanchez died in 1959 and 1974, but their daughters of Angelina Cota still occupies the 521-526 South Myers with her family. Whereas the property of 509-513 South Meyer passed out with the Fimbres name in 1939 has been rented by a succession of short-term tenants since the time and dwelling were converted to commercial use after 1974 by the Service Agency for the Handicapped. Whereas the Valdez family, Fimbres family, will hold their family reunion on Friday, November 24, 2023 at the KC Club in Tucson, Arizona. Whereas a family reunion provides an opportunity for all in attendance to celebrate and share heritage, strengthen family ties, recognize marriages and births, and honor those who have passed on. And now, therefore, it be resolved that in the City of South Tucson, where proclaimed November 24th to be Valdez Fimbres Family Day. In this witness thereof, I have unto set my hand and caused a seal in the City of South Tucson to be affixed on the seventh day of November 2023. Signed, Paul Diaz, Mayor, and attested by Veronica Moreno, City Clerk.
So, yay! All right. Are there any reports or current events?
I do. You don't?
Yeah, I do.
Go for it. So I'd like to take this opportunity to invite people to Thursday at the U of A at 2:00. If you're would want to speak out about the genocide of the Palestinian people, the whole idea is to go there and be part of an event that says immediate ceasefire. And so that's at 2:00 at the U of A on Thursday. Numerous groups and local groups are backing it, including Casa Maria. And the other thing I'd like to invite people to is this guy that's a big rock star. His name's Rich Hopkins. He's kind of famous. He kind of is the inventor of so-called desert rock. He's a good friend of Casa Maria, and he put together this. Every year he does a big benefit for Casa Maria at Thanksgiving, and they give us the gate. They give us all the money that people pay to get in. And so it's Saturday, the 18th of November at Club Congress downtown. There's about eight bands that are going to play, and they're some of the most famous like bands of Tucson if you're a little older like some of us. And kind of live to the north. But it'll be a great show, and I get to be the MC. So anyways, you're invited to that Saturday the 18th at Club Congress, 6 to 10.
Thank you.
All I have is I have on the 14th I have a CART meeting at noon, so I'll be there to continue my attendance.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I have an announcement too in the flyers. This is a Light to the World giving machine. It's kind of like the video machines that are around town, but there you go. All the money is collected there is given to all kinds of charities. So it's at 9 a.m. on November the 18th through December 1st for donations and stuff. So I'd like to get it on the website also, and you know, for support. And that's about it, is that they're asking for support from South Tucson. Thank you for that one. But I also have another issues here that for the next meeting on the 18th that I'd like to put on the agenda, the discussion and possible action to hire two firemen. That's the first item. Then the other item is to discuss and possible action to hire a consultant for 6 months at $35,000. So I'd like to get those two items on the agenda for the next regular meeting. And that's about it for me. Anybody else? Okay, the next is item number 7, City Manager and Department Reports. Mayor reports to Mayor and Council Planning and Zoning Commission applications.
Did you want to invite the person called the audience for my report?
Yes.
Okay. I believe they're all here now. People representing
the Marathon 31st Street. Mm-hmm. Very nice from 34th Street Christmas for everyone's gift to the church.
First of all, hello, Claudius. How are you?
Okay, thank you for sure.
Well, we're Ramon's Miracle on 31st Street.
Okay.
And I want to announce that we will be coming down to South Tucson once again to hold our 53rd anniversary here at the Greyhound Park.
Right on. Yeah. Woo. About time.
Hello, Paul. My name is Leo Martinez on behalf of Ramon's Miracle on 31st Street on the PR. And we're here to let you guys know that we're bringing it back to South Tucson.
Yeah.
This is where it originally started, where Ramon was helping the kids. I'm sure you're aware of it.
Right.
You've probably seen it throughout the years when it first started.
Yeah.
He would literally give kids presents outside of his home. And now we got the Greyhound Park, the representative for us this year. So We're going to bring that back. And okay, with your help, hopefully it all goes as planned. We do have some stuff that we need, you know, to ask for, like, you know, some streets closures, transportation from Rodeo Park, Rudy Garcia Park, to the event, which is going to be at the Greyhound Park, you know, a police escort, stuff like that. So.
Okay. It's in regards to that, is that we really can't discuss because it's more information to the council. But make sure that you guys do a proposal with everything that you're going to do or plan to do, and see if make sure that everything is correct with the city permits and stuff like that that you will need to do this. So go ahead and get with the interim city manager and talk to her and see what kind of proposal, the written proposal would be accepted.
Thank you.
Okay. So thank you. Thank you again. And,
one more, too.
One last thing, though.
What's the date of your event?
December 17th.
Okay.
December 17th?
Yeah, Sunday, December 17th.
December 17th.
Yes, ma'am.
9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay. Yeah, I'm meeting at Rodeo Park with all the car clubs and the car club community.
Yeah.
Coming down South 6.
Yeah.
Into Greyhound Park to bring toys, gifts,
perfect,
everything back to the community.
Yeah, it's a free event.
Yeah, free event. There's nothing.
It's all sponsored. It's all donations. It's a free event.
Right. I'm happy for this because a lot of the toy drive, a lot of the car shows, a lot of the stuff we do is focused here in South Tucson and in Tucson. Yeah. So finally, it's a time to get right back to where it was coming from.
Mm.
This is something I've been waiting for a while.
What were the hours again?
9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay, thank you.
You're the same group that we made at Ochoa School, right?
Yes, sir.
A couple of weeks ago?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm just trying to put the faces and the events together.
we got the Greyhound Park. That was the first meeting where we were going to have it.
Yes.
And now we know we're going to have it there.
That's good.
So we'll be there December 17th.
Okay.
Yes, we will.
Thank you, sir.
Right on.
One last thing, though. I do want to tell you guys thank you for the help that you guys gave us in welcoming us back to South Tucson to continue helping out the kids and the community as well.
Okay.
And I do want to invite you as well, Audius, to the Christmas party this year, by the way.
You're welcome.
You got to dress up as Santa Claus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Gracias.
Okay. Thank you. Item number 7, the city manager and department heads.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, good evening. One of the reports you have listed on your agenda is Planning and Zoning Commission applications. Our Planning and Zoning Director was feeling under the weather, so I'll give a report on his behalf. So we have posted the notice for the vacancies to the Planning and Zoning Commission on a website. There is an application that we requested. So as to date, we've received 4 applications. As we mentioned, we have 3 vacancies, so the council is able to, you know, review the applications and we'll insert in the next agenda for consideration to fill those 3 vacancies. So there was one that we received that was incomplete, so we've been trying to contact that applicant, but we had no success, but we'll continue trying to contact the applicant. Did you have a question, Commissioner?
I've only received 3.
Maybe I misspoke. We received 3 and it was a 4th one that was incomplete.
Okay.
So it was 4 with the 4th one being incomplete, so it is 3.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then the mayor beat me to it, but I also want to report that on the next agenda will include a discussion on the fire department. So that will be on the agenda for the 21st. We'll have a stacked agenda that evening as well. We'll have the housing authority and some action items from the finance department.
So that completes
my report.
Okay. Item number eight.
Item number three. Is it eight or three?
Eight.
Okay. Yes, item number eight, discussion and direction and possible appointment for city magistrate. So at a recent meeting or a previous meeting, Mayor and Council directed me to initiate the recruitment process for the position of city magistrate. A total of three candidates were interviewed at the council meeting on October 25th and October 30th. The current contract for the city magistrate expires November 9th. If the council wishes to appoint a magistrate this evening, I'm requesting that I am able to work with the potential candidate so we can determine the contract terms and start date. In the meantime, the recommended motion is to appoint a city magistrate for a person for the position of city magistrate and directing the city manager to work out the contract period.
Okay. So moved, right?
Okay.
So at this time, Mayor and Council, based on the three candidates that you interviewed last week, and I can remind you who they were, the first one was Mary Luna Actividad. The next person was Jovan Rubacaba. And the third candidate was the current magistrate judge, who is Richard Madrill.
Okay.
So this is the time where the council wishes to appoint a person to this position.
Yes,
Mr. Mayor. I'd like to make sure that we appoint Judge Matilda to become our full-time pledge judge for our community.
I'd second that.
Okay, motion been moved and second. Roll call.
Mayor, if I may, can we rephrase the motion to be to appoint Ms. Mary Lou Lackey-Bath for the position of city magistrate and direct the city manager to work out the contract period? And then what I can do is put on the agenda for the 21st so we can have an official swearing in.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so motion with Vice Mayor Lopez second. Bye. Okay, roll call. Vice Mayor Lopez?
Yes.
Acting Mayor Rogers?
Aye.
Councilor Romero?
Aye.
Mayor Diaz?
Yes.
Councilor Flight?
Yes.
Councilor Aguirre?
Yes.
Yes. And we do have Ms. Mary Lou here, Judge Mary Lou, who will, we can discuss your contract terms here after the 9th. Okay. Would you like to share some more with the council?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening,
Honorable Mayor and Honorable Members of the City Council. Thank you very much for your vote of confidence. It is an honor and a privilege to serve the good people of the city of Tucson. Should you deem me and sworn me to be your next magistrate, I would also like to take this opportunity to thank the person who does everything, makes things run smoothly and coordinates everything, Ms. Veronica Moreno. Thank you all very much. I assure you that if I become your magistrate, I will treat every person who comes to South Tucson City Court with respect and dignity, and they will have their day in court. Thank you.
Right on. Yeah.
Swear in ceremony. Swear in.
We'll do that on the 21st, Mayor. So
21st.
She's going to work out there.
And at least allow the term for the current judge to be completed as well.
Okay.
We'll work out the details.
Okay. That's the last item that we have, but I'd like to take this opportunity because I know that South Tucson very rarely recognizes employees, but I'd like to recognize interim city manager Veronica Moreno's birthday today. Oh, cool. Okay.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council.
Have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and second. At least signify by saying
aye.
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 Opposed? Same way?